بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we finished the chapter of Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity. And in this lesson, we begin with the second chapter from Riyadu Salihin, which is Babu Tawbah, the chapter of At-Tawbah, the chapter of repentance. And this chapter, which the author, Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, mentioned, it contains 3 ayat and 12 hadith. And notice that the author, Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he began Riyadu Salihin by mentioning the chapter of Al-Ikhlas wa Niyyah, the chapter of sincerity and a sincere intention. And the second chapter he mentioned is the chapter of At-Tawbah. And this is because Al-Ikhlas, sincerity, and having a sincere intention, this is the first obligation for every righteous action. And At-Tawbah came second because At-Tawbah, repentance, is the first obligation after every sin. So every good deed and act of worship, it requires Al-Ikhlas. So he began with that. And every sin and every disobedience to Allah, it requires At-Tawbah, repentance. And so this was the second chapter. And At-Tawbah, when we translate this into English, we translate it as repentance. As for the definition of At-Tawbah, there is a linguistic definition and there is a Shar'i definition, an Islamic definition. So the word At-Tawbah, this is an Arabic word, and therefore it has a linguistic meaning. The word At-Tawbah, At-Tawbatu, it comes from the verb Taba Yatubu. And the meaning of Taba is Raja', to return. So the meaning of At-Tawbah, linguistically, in the Arabic language, it is Ar-Ruju', to turn back, or to return. And as for the Islamic meaning of At-Tawbah, it is الرجوع من معصية الله إلى طاعته. It is to turn back from disobeying Allah to obeying Allah. The meaning of At-Tawbah we translate as repentance, but the Islamic meaning of At-Tawbah is to return back from the disobedience of Allah to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the author, Al-Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, he said, Babu At-Tawbah, qala al-ulama. The ulama said, At-Tawbatu wajibatun min kulli dham. That At-Tawbah is an obligation from every sin. Every sin that a person commits and falls into, the obligation is to follow up the sin by making tawbah, by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by turning away from the sin and returning to the obedience of Allah subhanahu. And it is not allowed for a person to delay a tawbah. In fact, delaying a tawbah in itself is a sin. So the first sin is the bad deed that a person did, and then the second sin is delaying tawbah. So whenever a person commits a sin or disobeys Allah, in reality he has two sins upon him. The sin for the action itself, and then the sin for delaying the tawbah, or not making a tawbah, not repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the author said, At-tawbatu wajibatun min kulli dham. That a tawbah, this is an obligation from every sin, from the smallest sin to the most serious sin, and the various levels of sins. So no doubt, the most severe sin is al-kufr and al-shirk, disobedience, al-kufr, which is disbelief, and al-shirk, which is ascribing partners to Allah in worship. So this is the most severe sin, and therefore a person must make tawbah from disbelief, and a person must make tawbah from shirk. And then after al-shirk and al-kufr is al-bid'ah, innovations, ascribing to Islam that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do, innovating a new Eid, innovating a new form of dhikr, innovating a certain day of fasting or a new festival, innovating a new type of hijab. So these are bid'ah, these are innovations. And after shirk and kufr, bid'ah is the next most severe sin. And then after bid'ah are the major sins. And after the major sins are the minor sins. And even though we say major sins and minor sins, we should understand that every sin is a major sin. And it is not allowed for a person to minimize or belittle any sin, regardless of how small it may be. Rather, as people, we have to magnify and maximize the sins, meaning we have to consider every sin to be serious. And every sin is something which is big. Because it's not the sin which counts, rather it's the one who you are sinning against. So you may consider the sin to be small, however the one you are sinning against is great. Allahu Akbar. He is Allah and He is the greatest. And Allah subhanahu, He is Shadidul Iqab. He is the one who is severe in His punishment. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us and encourages us to seek repentance and seek forgiveness. Allah said in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Do they not repent and return back to Allah and seek His forgiveness? And Allah said in the Quran, narrating the statement of Nuh alayhi salam, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. That He said to His people, and seek forgiveness for your sins from your Lord. وَثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And then return back to Him in repentance. So we as Muslims, as people, we have to fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to remain distant from every sin, regardless of how big or how small or minor people consider it to be. And we have to stay away from the sins both in public and in private. And we have to stay away from the sins which are by form of words or actions. However, despite our fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our fear of His punishment, at the same time, it is not allowed for a person to go to the other extreme and lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two extremes that people fall into. One extreme is belittling the sins and not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking that Allah is only al-ghafoor, He's only the forgiver, but forgetting He's also al-qawi, al-qahir, He's also the mighty and the strong. Shadidul Iqab, He's also the one who is severe in His punishment. So the first extreme is belittling their sins. And many people, they fall into this. By how they act and the words which they say, they fall into the extreme of belittling sins. And this is why, subhanAllah, you hear from the people phrases like the haram police. The haram is something which is severe. And we are not allowed to belittle something which is haram. Even if a person is falling into the sin, even if a person is committing that which is haram, however, inside your heart, you should magnify the sin which you are doing and know that it is something which is severe. As for belittling the sin, then this is from the plots of a shaitan. And this is one extreme. And then the other extreme is losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and losing hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu. And this is su'al dhan billah. This is having a bad thought about Allah subhanahu. And this in of itself is also a sin. This is having a suspicion regarding Allah subhanahu. And this is also a sin in of itself. So look at how shaitan traps the people. First, shaitan traps a person by making him belittle the sin. And this is a sin in of itself. And then he traps him by enticing him towards the sin. And this is a sin. And then he traps him by delaying a tawbah. And this is a sin. So all of these are three independent sins. Belittling the disobedience to Allah is a sin. And committing the sin is a sin. And then delaying tawbah is a sin. And then on the other side, making a person lose hope in the mercy of Allah, this is also a sin. And what we mean by this is that some people, if you say to them, seek forgiveness from Allah, repent from Allah, Allah will forgive your sins. The person will say, I feel too shy to raise my hands to Allah and I am a sinner. I don't think Allah will forgive my sins. My sins are too serious and too many. And this in of itself is also a sin. And this is also one of the plots of a shaitan. Such that a person continues sinning and remains distant from the mercy or the remains distant from seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why should a person lose hope in the mercy of Allah? When Allah has three names, all of them center around forgiveness. He is Al-Ghafoor, and He is Al-Ghafir, and He is Al-Ghaffar. Three names with the same meaning center around the same concept of forgiveness. Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives in abundance. And Al-Ghafir, the one who forgives. And Al-Ghaffar, again, the one who forgives in abundance. And Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. And I said to them, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Verily, He is غَفَّارًا. He is the one who forgives in abundance. And remember, who were the people of Nuh alayhi salam? They were people of kufr and shirk and disobedience to Allah subhanahu. They saw ayat which Nuh alayhi salam brought to them, and yet they rejected the signs, and yet Nuh alayhi salam still said to them, and seek forgiveness from your Lord. Verily, He is Ghaffara. So although we should fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should fear the sins, and we should never belittle any sin, but at the same time, it is not allowed for us to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu. And this is called al-qunut. Al-qunut min rahmatillah. Losing hope and becoming despondent regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say to those people who are sinning in abundance. Allah said, قُلْ, say to them, يَا عِبَادِي, O my worshippers, are you worshippers of Allah? Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those amongst you who have exceeded the limits of sinning and oppressing your own souls, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, verily Allah forgives all sins. So notice in this ayah that Allah He does not address a person or the person who merely commits one sin or two sins. Rather, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, rather those people who have exceeded the limits of sinning and have sinned in abundance and oppressed their own souls and harmed themselves by sinning. And even to them, the message is لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, verily Allah forgives all sins. And this is how we as Muslims have to remain balanced. We have to remain balanced between fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time having hope in His mercy and His forgiveness. And if a person goes to either one of the two extremes, then he or she has destroyed themselves, destroyed himself or destroyed herself. Because the one who belittles the sins and does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue sinning and staying away from the forgiveness of Allah and becoming distant from their Lord until perhaps a person falls into kufr. May Allah pardon us and protect us. And as for the other extreme, if a person loses hope in the mercy of Allah and therefore does not seek repentance from Him because he has lost hope in His mercy and His forgiveness, then he will also continue sinning and disobeying and become distant from Allah. And perhaps he will also fall into kufr. May Allah protect us. So both extremes, the end result is the same, that a person becomes far and distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we have to remain in this complete balance. We fear Allah and we magnify the sins as opposed to belittling the sins. But at the same time, we love Allah and we hope for His mercy. And these two points Allah mentions in many ayat in the same ayah. For example, Allah said, and He described Himself, He said, غَافِرِ الذَّمْ, Allah is the forgiver of sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and He is the acceptor of repentance. And then He said, شَدِيدَ الْعِقَابِ, and He is severe in His punishment. So notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayah, He mentions both of these points. That yes, He forgives the sins, and yes, He accepts your repentance, and at the same time, He is severe in His punishment. He forgives the sins and He accepts repentance, so do not lose hope in His forgiveness and His mercy. And He is severe in His punishment, so do not stop fearing Him and do not belittle His punishment and belittle the sins. And Allah subhanahu said in the Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and inform my worshippers that verily I am Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. I am the most forgiving and the most merciful. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, and that my punishment is the painful punishment. So notice in this ayah, Allah mentions both of His attributes. Inform my worshippers that I am Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. I am the most forgiving and I am the most merciful. But at the same time, my punishment, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, at the same time, my punishment, it is severe. So it is important for us to remain in this complete balance between fearing Allah and fearing His punishment and not belittling the sins, and at the same time that we do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We suffice with this for this lesson. هَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَسَلَّمُ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ.